The way of the prophets and the messengers, brothers and sisters, is different. We do not believe. For indeed our prophets and messengers have not taught that you can do whatever you please and it is all okay. Rather, our prophets and our messengers have informed us that our lives should first and foremost fall within that which pleases our Creator. Because ultimately it is He who we're going to return to. It is He who we have to give account to after we pass away. And so you may say, well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I live a good life. I don't harm anyone. I don't kill anyone. You know, I don't take anybody's life. I don't cause harm to anyone, so I live a good life. So I don't see why I should be doomed to hell. Our statement, brothers and sisters, in response to that, is that this affair is not as we see it. Good and bad is not as we see it. And that which is considered a good life is not as we see it. Because, ikhwan, our concept of living good and being good people changes day to day. Month after month, year after year. So that which was considered a good person in 1950 changed dramatically in 1960. And that which was considered evil, and you could possibly be imprisoned for it, in 1960 was liberation and development in 1970. And that which was considered vice in 1970 is now considered our modern view and our freedoms, the freedoms that we all enjoy. And those freedoms, brothers and sisters, are going to lead to our, and have led to our, enslavement. Because these freedoms that we're now told and we're now meant to enjoy the praises of are the same freedoms that are leading to the type of wild immorality that we've seen in our time. It is these freedoms that has led to the type of killing that we're seeing taking place. It is these freedoms that have led to the twisted behavior that we're now seeing and that we're reading in our newspaper. Those same freedoms that has led to debauchery and teenage pregnancy and a rise in sexually transmitted diseases and a rise in killings and a rising in the consumption of narcotics and other than that. So these freedoms, brothers and sisters, are not freedoms that we're going to sing the praises of. Rather, these freedoms, I would say, are freedoms that we need to be afraid of. For indeed, the prophets and the messengers called us to that which would purify ourselves. And first and foremost called us to that which would lead to the good pleasure of our Creator. Now you may argue with me. And you may say, well, that's your opinion. And you may say that is your choice. And I would agree that, yes, that is my choice. Although it is not my opinion. For it is the opinion of the prophets and the messengers throughout time. And I would say that much of it was once upon a time the opinion of Western society. But brothers and sisters, I would say that, yes, while it is our choice to be Muslim and to submit to our Lord, brothers and sisters, those choices that we make is what is going to dictate what happens to us after we pass away. And then we do not have those freedoms. And then those freedoms is what we're going to reap the rewards of. And if those freedoms that we indulged in were freedoms that were pleasing to our Creator, that He loved, then give glad tidings. But if those freedoms were freedoms that led to the displeasure of the one that created us, sustains us, and gives us life, then brother, beware. Then brother, prepare for that which every single one of the prophets and the messengers informed us of. And I will say to you, believe you me, you're not ready. You're not ready for that which is to come after one passes away, if one indulged in freedoms that incurred and brought upon us the wrath of our Creator. And so, brothers and sisters, when one speaks with this speech in our time, we hear that which Allah mentions in the Quran being the response of the non-believers in every time. Whenever a prophet and a messenger came with a message, they would say, the people would say, Asatirul Awwaleen. Tales of old, fables. We've heard the same old thing from all of those who claim faith before. Bible bashers, we hear. Evangelists, we hear. Brothers and sisters, that claim no doubt is something that those who recognize that the way of the prophets and the messengers is resemblant in many ways, they recognize that that is going to come. But I would say, just as Allah the Most High has said, that if you will, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ, that whosoever wills from among you, then let him believe. Your choice. And whosoever wills, then let him disbelieve. It's your choice. But Allah likewise has mentioned, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, and that we made clear to him, to mankind, the two paths. The path of evil and the path that leads to the anger of Allah, and the path of good and the path that leads to his good pleasure. And if you were to pass away right now, if the angel of death, if someone were to inform you that the angel of death is waiting for you outside of this building, someone were to inform you that you have exactly 16 minutes to live. Let me ask you to ask yourself, how would you be? What would you be upon? What type of state would you be in? What would now be your priority? Would it still be young, be foolish, be happy? Would it still be indulging our freedoms? And let's have fun for the last 15? How would you be, Yahi? Would you be one who would just enjoy yourself as much as you could for the last 15 minutes of your life? Or would you be one that we're trying to prepare for meeting that angel of death? Would you be one that would be trying to prepare for the journey that is to take place once he takes your soul? Would you be one that would be trying to prepare for the journeying of the soul from the life of this world to the hereafter? Would you be one that would be trying his best in his last 15 minutes to please his Creator and at least find out what it is that brings about and leads to his good pleasure? Would you be one that would be trying to prepare for that last day and for your last hour? I'm sure if you had any intellect, then you would spend your last 15 minutes trying to be the best that you can be. You would spend your last 15 minutes, I'm sure, in prayer and in turning to your Lord and to your Creator. And who's to say, brothers and sisters, you'll even have those 15? Who's to say we have another 10? Who's to say we have another 5? When that is the case, brothers and sisters, when that is the reality, and let us, ikhwan, live as individuals who recognize these realities. And as we mentioned, brothers and sisters, the five pillars of Islam as we've described here, four of them so far are easy to fulfill. And the last of them is the pilgrimage to the house, the pilgrimage to the Kaaba, to the house of Allah in Mecca, which one should do once in his life if he's able. Easy. So those five pillars, ikhwan, Islam and this illustrious religion is built upon. And the manner in which a person embarks upon that faith, it begins with him making that testimony of faith. Simple. There's no baptism, no dipping your head in any water, no getting wet. Nothing, ikhwan, other than the declaration of faith. That declaration being coupled with a firm belief and a firm resolve in the heart of the person who makes that utterance, that he's going to try his best to tailor the life that he's now living. And Islam, ikhwan, and entering into Islam is not about يعني, revamping the whole of your life, which people often misunderstand. Islam, brothers and sisters, is to tweak and to tailor, and revolves around tweaking and tailoring those aspects of your life that are displeasing to the Creator, because it may be that many aspects of your life are in conformity with that which brings pleasure to our Lord the Most High. And just as our Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam mentioned, in uridu illa al-islah mastata'at, that indeed we intend nothing but rectification as much as we are able, wa ma tawfiqi, and indeed our tawfiq and our success is at the hands of Allah the Most High. And brothers and sisters, on that note, we'll round up, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide every single one of the individuals who are present here, to guide us. To guide us to the path that is straight. To guide us, brothers and sisters, to recognize that our time is short. To guide us to recognize that Allah has created us for a purpose, and as long as we're not carrying out that purpose, then whether you want to hear it or not, you're a worthless creation. Whether you want to hear it or not, you're a worthless existence. Until we carry out the purpose of our existence. Just as that piece of whatever it may be, that electronic device, if it does not carry out its purpose of creation, then it's worthless. If you have an iPad that doesn't turn on, it's worthless. A watch, the hands of which don't move, it's worthless. A microwave that doesn't heat up food, worthless. And thus, brothers and sisters, we are created beings. And as long as we're not carrying out the purpose of our creation, then I would use that same analogy upon ourselves. And so, brothers and sisters, the intent is not to belittle anyone, but the intent is hopefully to start the spark and to start and to ignite a flame of reflection, at least, in the mind of those of you who are thinking people. And maybe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by way of that, will guide you to a way that pleases Him. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And again, we thank the brothers and the sisters for attending, and we hope that some of you will benefit by the end of today's session. We hope that at least some of you brothers and sisters will benefit from that which you hear. والله تعالى أعلم.
JazakAllah khair, Akhana Abu Hakim. Inshallah, we're going to break now for about 10 minutes. Before you jump up and start making too much noise, let me finish this announcement. There's also some free CDs over there, and books that you can take, and also some free drinks that you can consume, because maybe you become thirsty listening to our brother and sitting still for so long, or for that mental time, because some of us are not used to sitting that long. We like to move about a lot because sitting makes you think. Alhamdulillah, we don't sit with the thinking, you also become thirsty. So there's some free drinks over there, fruit drinks and water. water, and also the free CDs, which some of the titles seem to be very good and beneficial for us, and also free books. We're going to break for 10 minutes, and after that, we're going to come back with Mutabil, inshallah.